had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Okay, welcome back. The eve of the 6th anniversary of 9/11. This is Fred Smart. Elaine Brown is on. We're going to try to get some feedback from some people downtown Manhattan or people who have been following the events closely because tomorrow is the 6th anniversary, and we want to commemorate and also talk about the subject of 9/11 as it relates to just common knowledge of not only lies, but of the truth. And Elaine, how you doing?
Doing good, Fred. Good morning. We get to
say
good morning.
Good morning.
Now.
This is a special, special week. We're moving into this very, very special week that's going to culminate this weekend with another Freedom Fest on the 15th Saturday.
Right.
We'll be talking about that after these messages as well.
Rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back. How's your weekend, Elaine? Elaine? Okay. We're having a little technical difficulty. Elaine Brown will be back on with us. This is Fred Smart. It's Monday, September 10th. we're going to be talking about September 11th in the context of Elaine and Ed Brown today as much as we can, because the connection between the stand the people are making in defense of the truth and the stand that Ed and Elaine are making in defense of the truth are very, very connected and fused together. And hopefully we're going to have some callers in from around the country who have been observing what is happening in Lower Manhattan this week. Today, tomorrow, it's going to culminate in a series of demonstrations. And while we're not there in person, we have people on the ground who are there. And it's going to be, I think, just a continuation of what we've seen over the last 5 years. People all across the world are waking up to what really happened on 9/11. And we need to talk openly, positively, and prayerfully about these things. So we're going to wait till Elaine gets back on.
I'm here.
Hi, Elaine. How are you?
Okay.
Okay. Elaine, we're going to talk about 9/11 because it's the eve of the sixth anniversary, as we all know.
Right.
Today's the 10th. And the stand that you and Ed are making, and the stand that more and more people are making when they are awakened and become aware of what really happened on 9/11, which is still open to larger questions, because, you know, we haven't had due process. We, the people of the world, have not, you know, received due process in terms of an open, transparent investigation about these events. And it exactly mirrors what you and Ed have gone through. So 3,000 plus lives have been lost. We're now prosecuting potentially a third war, an invasion, an illegal invasion of a third country. And umpteen hundreds of thousands of innocent civilians have lost their lives. We're building 17 plus 20 military bases in Iraq alone. And, you know, this is an expression of empire that the world has never seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this makes Hitler look like he's playing in a sandbox.
Right, the American Empire with King George at the helm.
Yeah, I mean, and they've got everybody, you know, totally bamboozled and hushed up. So we're going to try to comment openly, actively, and positively about 9/11 in this hour, and hopefully some people are going to be calling in. I put out some word to people in the 9/11 research community to call in during the hour today. And if nobody calls in, I know we kind of switched the schedule last minute from last week to 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock your time. So
right.
we're kind of making the adjustment. But how was the weekend?
The weekend was good. We had beginning was nice weather. Yesterday rained. Today it's still kind of rainy.
Uh-huh.
You know, as usual, friends coming and going and such. But otherwise, nice and quiet.
Good, good.
Yeah. You know, yesterday Ed and I were watching, I think it was on the History Channel, a documentary about 9/11, about the Pentagon hit.
Mm-hmm.
And they had both sides talking, and their side was saying that it was a plane that hit, and you can't expect any damage in the areas where the wings were because they would have been sheared off immediately. But uh-huh. actually, the wings had come off before the plane hit the Pentagon. Well, really? Where
yeah.
are they? How did they come off? Oh, were they on someone's lawn somewhere? Were they ever found?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, that's the popular mechanics response, which is, you know, here's this one hole, you know, the wings, you can't expect the wings to have penetrated because, number one, this refortified wall was made
right.
of thicker than steel materials because it was just done in the last 2 years to protect the Pentagon on that side, and that only the one fuselage hole was able to penetrate anything, and that the wings simply kind of followed up, swallowed up. And that was it.
Right. But I mean, I would think, though, that the wings would still be evident somewhere.
Yeah. There's no evidence of any wings on the lawn,
no.
On the outside, on the facade.
Right.
I mean, steel is steel. It just doesn't vaporize and disappear, right?
Right. Right. Unless it melted like the steel girders at the World Trade Center.
So. Yeah. Well, you see, you know, and I don't claim to be an expert on this, Elaine, but, you know, we are all given a brain and two eyes and,
mm-hmm.
and a heart.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like a child, you know, you first learn how to walk. Well, you fall down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't perfect it the first time. Well, here we are as, you know, humanity. We're trying to get a sense. We're trying to walk across this minefield that they created for us called 9/11. And it's full of foxholes and goblins and ghosts and people waving torches and flares and fires and smoke. And it's literally, they've created a hell on earth right before us.
Yeah.
And, and it's so unreal. It defies the laws of logic, the laws of gravity, the laws of reason. And yet they want us to negotiate, navigate this hell on earth completely illogical minefield called 9/11 and close our eyes and pretend like everything's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That just Osama bin Laden, these 19 Arab hijackers, and as long as you can fix on that, you know, we're going to be okay as long as we keep invading and prosecuting war on terror.
Right, right. That's the, yeah, that's the, you know, American empire. But, you know, if you watch the film of the collapse of those buildings, it was so blatant, so blatantly a planned implosion that I wonder if it was a test of the intelligence of the American people. I mean, you can't possibly believe that that happened from the result of a plane hitting those buildings when you watch the way those come down. And seven was never even hit. So how did that happen to just topple like that? So it's, gosh, I hope everyone just you know, questions and questions and doesn't sit back and believe the propaganda that the feds are putting out there.
Well, it's not just the feds, it's the whole media, because the media we're finding more and more evidence that the media and the government are one and the same.
Right.
That the CIA is heavily infiltrated the media. It's basically a propaganda machine.
Right.
So they have to control the perceptions of we the people.
Oh, sure.
The power of perception is the greatest power on planet Earth. If they can't control that perception, then they've lost the power. So last night Alex Jones was arrested downtown Manhattan, Elaine.
Right. Yes, I know. Yeah.
And I guess some of the folks from We Are Change had gotten a tip off that there was going to be a photo shoot with Fox News and Geraldo Rivera somewhere accessible, at least via the sidewalk and the street, and a whole bunch of people showed up with signs and the creative tension is kind of humorous. It's very electric, and Geraldo was kind of gritting his teeth on these YouTube clips, basically without saying it, saying, you know, those effing assholes behind me are some of the most dirtiest demonstrators I've ever witnessed and the like. And so it's like, we're witnessing this great divide opening up before America. The consciousness of America is being polarized and people are waking up to what really happened on 9/11.
Right.
But
right. I understand Alex was released.
Yes, he was.
Almost immediately. What, do you know if he was given a fine or anything?
I don't know. And speaking of this whole subject, Elaine, I'm going to kind of switch gears here, because there's a part of me that, you know, when it comes to demonstrating, I don't like the sort of in-your-face, grittiness and dirtiness of protesting. I would prefer to have it, you know, totally open and friendly and positive and transformative and spiritual. That's kind of my approach. And so there's a part of it that you can't – it's not that I will try to discourage people from doing that, but I think people need to come into not only the truth about you and Ed, but the truth about 9/11 in a positive kind of way, celebrating with music and song and laughter. It's like what you're doing this Saturday, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put a positive aura around that coming together, that gathering. And put it at a higher level, do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't want people like you and I and all of us to go positive. I mean, if we go negative and stay negative, hey, we're still under their control. I think that's the point that we're all kind of we're in the middle of. It's sort of like the tension that you know, we feel when Ed comes on the line. And, you know, it's the creative tension of that. If you have a gun and you use it, well, you have to use it only in the last resort in self-defense, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, right.
And yet the other side is going to try to bait Ed and you to using it prior to that, or characterizing you as violent, as aggressive, as dirty, and all of that.
Oh, sure.
So it's really a propaganda. It's a war on the impression in the minds of people. We'll be right back with this discussion in a minute with Ed, with Elaine Brown and myself.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom, rally from the hillside. order from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
We're back with Elaine Brown, and Elaine, connecting the dots between you and Ed in the events of 9/11 and the vote fraud situation and all of the other, the money fraud, the Fed fraud, the
it
war.
It goes on and on, doesn't it?
It goes
Chris?
On and on. I mean, yeah. So we're kind of like, you feel like sometimes you're in the middle of a boiling pot of water and we're a bunch of frogs, you know, kind of pushing each other to as the water continues to boil. Well, I want to get us out of the boiling water, and I want to, you know, dry us off, and let's just talk openly, because if we can't talk openly in a positive way, nothing else matters. We have on the line with us, Elaine, Fred from California. Has been an incredible researcher, and I have also from Chicago, Rosalie Grable. She goes by an acronym on the internet, Web Fairy. These are two individuals that I have bumped into. First, Rosalie here in Chicago, 3+4 years ago. I came across this notion that there may not be any planes on 9/11. Well, we all know kind of the question about the Pentagon, and we all know, as we've come to see the empty hole in Shanksville. Flight 93 left a totally empty hole. And then you kind of follow the rabbit hole over to the Tower 1 and Tower 2. And it was Rosalie Grable, God love her, who first pointed out that this little amorphous blob that's flying and then disappearing in the air as it approaches Tower 1 cannot in any conceivable way, logical way, be a plane. And when I stumbled upon that video that she presented, she was one of the very, very first on the entire Internet to point this out. I presented, was the first to present her work here in Chicago back in early 2003. And within a few weeks after that, they tried to put her in a hospital for life. And we had a whole bunch of people, including myself. We got her out of the hospital. We signed affidavits of power of attorney inside and outside. Had to go to the very, very highest level. And thank God people rallied behind to support Rosalie from all over the country because they've discovered her work. And I just want to welcome Rosalie to the call.
Hi,
Rosalie.
Okay?
Yep, cool. We're okay. We can hear you. And Fred, are you on from California?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay, Fred, you've been on this this show once before, and the show is devoted today to 9/11, and we're going to have this discussion in an open way. And both of you have been pioneers in peeling back the levels and the layers of the lies on this phony fake story that they call planes, as it's connected to 9/11. And Fred, Rosalie, you have done some incredible work. And Elaine, I know this may be new to you. We talked about it in general relative to the Pentagon, but I tell you, the research that's coming out exposing the phony TV fakery that went on in Tower 1 and Tower 2 and throughout the whole transmission of the events on 9/11 is just astounding. I mean, the images that we were presented were finding broadcasts throughout the day were totally chromatically keyed and geo-referenced in a way that it doesn't match up with reality on planet Earth. And so Fred has peeled apart and found bridges that are actually moving while the camera is panning out. It just goes on and on, but his work is under the banner, it's called 9/11 Octopus, and there's another great series called September Clues that people should, if they're listening, just type it in, September Clues, and then 9/11 Octopus, and you'll find a whole bunch of things. And Rosalie Grable's site is just type in Web Fairy on Google, and you'll find everything. So
I'm going to check that out.
Yeah. So, Fred, what's the latest here? Are we moving? Have we reached the tipping point? I mean, a year ago, 2 years ago, to talk about this openly, about there being no planes. I mean, there was so much opposition, and now, like flies, we've got Morgan Reynolds, we've got Jim Fetzer, Professor Reynolds, a growing cast of very distinguished people from all over the world are becoming aware and becoming knowledgeable of the digital TV fakery. I can sense, right? I mean, most stuff just came on Bill Maher a couple of days ago, and to millions of people said it was an inside job. The 19 Arab hijackers was a fake. The official story is a complete fake fraud. I mean, people are waking up.
There's definitely a real shift in public opinion, and I think it's interesting that the official story on 9/11 is that the government was completely incompetent. And they use that as a justification to increase the size of the federal government with all the new Homeland Security agencies. It was sort of like, well, we need all these new, the Patriot Act and all that to prevent 9/11. When the reality is that 9/11 was the excuse to take away our civil rights basically and usher in everything they wanted to do. So it's a tricky approach they've taken where they really created a situation that allowed them to do what they wanted to do anyway.
Hang on to that thought. We'll be right back. Rally from the
hillside, gather from the plains, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Okay, we are back, having to switch back to my phone here. We're having some problems with the internet. Fred, you were just completing that comment, and we've got a caller in from Canada. Ramsey's going to be asking a question here in a minute. But, Fred, basically complete that thought. We're dealing with layers and layers and levels of lies that have been used to initiate and prosecute, in effect, World War Four. Or World War III, whatever you want to call it. I thought the Cold War was World War III. We're dealing with this war on terror.
It's sort of part of their agenda, and the real hoax on 9/11 is that they got people to believe that we need all of these intrusions into our lives and this expansion of the federal government and military spending because we were vulnerable, but it was because it was an inside job and because they showed these fake videos on television, people have the wrong idea. The problem is that the media is totally controlled, and the attacks were scripted. And so the real threat is from within and from the controlled media. So that's really where we need to focus our attention on 9/11. But they've got everybody thinking of terrorists and caves in Afghanistan and this shadowy enemy. 6 years, trillions of dollars on defense spending, and we can't find one guy who needs kidney dialysis. I mean, it's kind of a joke. Hard to believe the official story.
Yeah. Elaine, you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay. Fred and Rosalie still on with us. Ron Paul really hit the ball out of the ballpark again at the last debate up there, Elaine, in New Hampshire. And they just cannot keep this guy down. They can't take his head off. And within a couple of days, all of a sudden, Osama bin Laden appears out of the caves of Afghanistan. And here comes another video, talking about the 19 Arab hijackers and God bless them and everything. He is a paid operative, right, Fred?
I think he's either a paid operative or just a creation,
He's a cartoon. What we're dealing with is a cartoon made out of the same software that they used to create the movie Polar Express. And then what he's saying was scripted by some young liberal.
Okay. Anyway.
Global warming.
Okay, but that's Rosalie. We're dealing with, how do you separate fact from fiction when it comes to 9/11? And it's kind of like, Elaine, you and Ed and all of us here, how do you separate fact from fiction? We're dealing with the law. Or the lack thereof, and what I find the common thread through all of this is that when you have communication, when you have dialogue, when you have openness, when you have transparency, you have an environment where the truth can be engendered and received and shared and celebrated. Where you don't have those things, you have sort of a hell on earth, polarized, negativized of virus that just keeps going lower and lower and lower, and I'm seeing it just not in the tax situation, but in everything. I get back to this, Fred, I stumbled across you and Rosalie and so many of these researchers. They're really the pioneers in bringing the digital fakery to light, and yet when it comes to even mentioning the possibility of there being no planes on 9/11, I mean, that's like mentioning denying the Holocaust today. I mean, you can't even have even a scintilla chance of standing in the controlled media of spotlight by denouncing or questioning the existence of planes, right?
Yeah, well, it puts the media on the hot seat because it totally destroys the idea that maybe there was an external enemy responsible for this. I mean, it's easy to believe that it wasn't Saudi Arabia or it wasn't Afghanistan. Maybe it was Pakistan. As long as you sort of believe that what they showed you on television is true. The possibilities are endless for who could have hijacked it. But when you realize that they showed fake videos, and if you actually go to the locations and verify for yourself, and once you realize that the videos are fake, then the whole house of cards comes tumbling down because there's no way that Osama could control all the networks in the U.S., whereas the Army PSYOP people and the defense contractors certainly can. They own the television stations. So, the real threat.
So Fred, just to kind of clarify, the head of the snake is a military-industrial propagandized media that has been spewing forth and broadcasting forth fake images that we are led to believe are true, and as a result of connecting something that we appears to be as true, it redirects our energy into something that, as a result, can be used as the pretext to go and destroy country after country after country. I mean, this is an completely unlimited war. There's
That's
no
right.
boundaries to this war. I mean, you could look behind your shoulder and there could be a terrorist behind you, behind me, under, sleeping under my bed.
Well, and it's also sort of an affront to the you know, uniformed armed forces here in the U.S. They're essentially saying that the people in the military and the intelligence services are totally incompetent, and then they're using that to justify all these no-bid contracts for private military contractors. So the idea is, oh, the CIA and you know, the military can't protect us. What we really need is to funnel billions of dollars in no-bid contracts to these private organizations. So it's sort of a scam where they're raiding the treasury. And once, of course, once the money flows into these other organizations, there's no real control over it. It's not they're not restricted in the same way that you know, the uniformed forces are. So they're really taking money out of you know, institutions that are sort of under democratic control and putting them into private hands.
Yeah, Rosalie, I want to bring you into the call here, and Fred, you can also verify. Elaine,
yeah.
Rosalie and Fred and many others who are in the 9/11 research community attempt to post the truth on these various chat boards and forums, and this is the most amazing thing. Within minutes, literally seconds of them posting, there are hordes of these people posting negative diatribes and canceling them out and deleting them off the forums. It's almost as if there is a paid cadre of professionals that are monitoring all of these forums to negate and just simply prevent the spread of truth.
Of course. Well, there are thousands of them. It's called net-centric warfare, and it's paid for in the Pentagon budget. It is what our tax dollars pay for, is this net-centric warfare, cadres of people whose full-time job is debunking any true thing that anybody manages to say, and, you know, poo-pooing conspiracy theories or whatever else it takes to keep the official fiction propped up at least long enough for them to replace it with a substitute fiction.
Elaine, in the tax honesty movement, they're the same type of people who comb these message boards, and they're out there in force.
And right.
I think what Fred and Rosalie and others have discovered is there are actual contracts, media government contracts. Fred pointed out, I think Fred or Rosa or somebody pointed out this contract with the Rendon Group, and Rolling Stone magazine did a big expose about this. Rendon Group was paid $50 to $100 million to actually be the point media worldwide campaign to propagandize the marching into Iraq. And the lies that went along with that. The Rendon Group was right inside the White House, was right inside the Oval Office, you know, organizing and orchestrating the lies spun from and through the New York Times, through foreign sources and back again, to pay off private journalists and contractors that are on the net, off the net, on the streets to basically print and report lies that were used to prosecute and start the war.
There's even been cases where soldiers in Iraq have found letters in their hometown newspapers that weren't written by them, that say, you know, oh, you guys are not reporting the truth. We love the army. We love the Iraqi people love us. Everything's going great. If you Google fake letters to the editor, you'll find numerous cases where they've actually gotten caught, impersonating soldiers in Iraq to try to manipulate public opinion. It's sick.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well
Elaine, you go ahead, Elaine. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say that, you know, really, none of that comes as any kind of a surprise, because that's what our government has come to. They work with the media and with industry, and that's why we're in a fascist state today. But the sad thing is that it's so successful that people believe it. And I don't know how else to wake people up other than what we're all trying to do here. People have got to stand up and be counted, and it just not let them get away with it.
Well, it seems to be something special about the no claims evidence that brings a lot of pressure to bear. I mean, this is their vulnerable point. This is their belly button. They murdered 3,000 people to give them an excuse to murder millions more. And not just anybody off the street can insert cartoons into geo-reference databases that they're now selling, but back in 2001, this was top secret stuff. They just happened to have a building missing in their database, and a BS registration Fred discovered that 19 Rector Street wasn't in this video of the alleged plane hitting the building. And it's not in the Microsoft Virtual Earth either. So we have a piece of proof of an actual on-Earth company selling an actual on-Earth product that was used to generate this fake video to make us willing to go through eternal war for our own safety. We've got the center of their plot exposed enough that the power of natural law ought to be able to take over. There are certain things that are, not our own personal imagination, but belong to the greater universe of God. And one of these is Newton's third law. It says that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. It says that plane would have hit the building with the same force that the building hit the plane. It would have bounced. And it doesn't. As long as people are willing to turn off their eyes and turn off their mind and believe in cartoons, they will get the kind of universe that it has planned for us. But it is something that we can change. All we've got to do is change how we see things and what we look at.
Yeah, Elaine, that second hit, the Flight 175, and Fred can chime in. There is no, absolutely zero debris of any type falling down the side of the World Trade Tower number 2. I mean, The plane just literally figmentedly just disappears and in such a way that even like engines go inside and then the side of the building heals itself. It is a laughable attempt to fake what they were trying to do.
Yeah, it would be laughable if it weren't so tragic. I mean, where's the debris? Is it with the wings from the plane that hit the Pentagon? You know, is it with the flight, was it 93 out in Pennsylvania? You know, where is all this stuff? It doesn't exist.
Yeah, but I mean, here we are at a clean, bright, sunny day, lower Manhattan. You have this huge facade that's like, if Picasso wanted to start a painting, he had two brushes and a whole bunch of paint. I mean, you would see the debris falling down the side of the building, but there is no debris. I mean, just that alone, that little observation alone, is just the tip of this iceberg that's melting. Go ahead, Fred.
There's a video called The Head of the Snake by Genghis 6199 that has interviews with a senior Boeing engineer who actually designed the aircraft test system. They call it the shaker system, where they put the airframe under stress and they vibrate it, they shake it to figure out all the resonant frequencies. And those big jetliners are very fragile. They're engineered to be able to fly, but there's no crash rating on them. They're lightweight. They're made of lightweight materials, and there's no way that they can slice through steel girders. And so this senior Boeing engineer, I think he's about, he's probably about 70 years old now, Joseph Keith, has you know, he's openly speaking out about this. And so there's a long interview with him and with an MIT engineer, and they're just, you know, shaking their heads, saying that they knew right away that the videos had to be fake. And when you go look at them frame by frame, and you see that the building actually heals itself up after the plane supposedly flies through it, it's totally impossible. You know, people weren't expecting that. It was big. I mean, who would have thought that the news would, you know, carry, be showing bad special effects like that? You expect it in a horror movie. You don't expect it on the news. But if you actually analyze those videos, they're not real. They're fake.
You're going to do gun instructions after this? You're going to do gun instructions after this?
Okay, we're going to be right back. We just got 10 more minutes, a couple of minutes of commercials, and we'll wrap it up with Elaine Brown, Fred, and Rosalie.
Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back. We're going to close off this show. We've been talking about 9/11 today, the eve of the sixth anniversary of 9/11. Elaine, just in general, the big picture that we try to connect through on these shows is the fact that the truth is not something that any one of us can claim to blame or shame or control, and that when we get into the light together and openly acknowledge and have dialogue and there's transparency, it's sort of a relief to know that none of us have to be carrying the bag of all of these lies anymore. And that, you know, if Fred were to come to me and tip me on the shoulder in a respectful way and say, Fred, this is the other Fred, you know, you got a problem. You're looking at this the wrong way. And I openly kind of receive and share that in a respectful, positive way. I'll be the first to give you a big hug, Fred, to say, hey, you know, which is thankfully your work, your videos, and Rosalie, you too, the work and videos that you guys have done have illuminated, kind of taking like the scales off my eyes, to allow me to see a different side to this story as it relates to digital TV fakery, the control of the media, the propagandized use of the media as an extension of the military-industrial arm of this corporate enterprise that's seeking to enslave us.
You know, I think it never hurts to spread the truth, and there's a mistaken notion out there on the part of some people in the 9/11 truth movement that people can't handle the truth, but the reality is we aren't going to solve this by spreading half truth or lies or sort of make believe stories. People really need to understand what happened and to look at these videos. The September Clues series over at livevideo.com/social service. If you just Google September Clues, you'll find an excellent introduction to the fake 9/11 videos and the evidence that shows that they really are fake, and that's kind of the starting point to make sure that something like this never happens again, is to really understand what did happen and how they were able to get away with it for 6 years.
Yeah, Elaine, I hope on this Saturday coming up you have live internet video again, because that's going to provide a protective cover.
I believe we will. I believe we will, Fred. Yeah.
Okay, because we need to have the eyes of the world watching whatever takes place this Saturday.
Right.
I'm have to be with my mother, who has a heart condition, Elaine. I won't be able to make it. She had a heart operation over the summer, and she's not feeling well, and this is already signed and planned. The drawing for Sherry Peel Jackson, will put up the link to that drawing. If anybody can just cough up $10 cash, I think you can get your checks in the mail today to Sherry Peel Jackson down in Georgia. There's an incredible array of prizes offered up for this raffle for $10. We're trying to raise money for her legal defense fund. Elaine, thank you. We're going to have a post 9/11 wrap call show on Wednesday.
Okay.
Bright and early. And we hope to get the people who are up late in New York actually to come on the line. So.
Good.
Thank you, Elaine. Give my best to Ed. Thank you, Rosalie. Thank you, Fred. We'll see you guys
on
Wednesday. God bless. Take care.
Gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your federal reserve